It's Fred Nance on Deck pregame show, beginning a new series at home against the Down East Wood Ducks. Eric Bach joined by Elijah Green. Homers in back-to-back days in Lynchburg, and we'll talk about that, Elijah. But first, off day yesterday. How does Elijah Green spend an off day?
Definitely sleep in until like 12 or 1, and then yesterday I got a haircut, and then me and Brenner went to the mall, got some stuff, got some shoes and all that, and then came home, made dinner, and then watched some Netflix and fell asleep.
Just a couple of friends going to the mall, like throwback, Elijah Green and Brenner Cox. Okay, now let's talk about in the box. Almost identical home runs on back-to-back days. Did something just click for you, or was it just something that you've been building on?
It's definitely just my preparation finally showing up in the games, and I just know I put the work in, so I'm not really trying to stress the results because I know that the results are going to come in, and I know it's a failing sport, so it's going to be tough sometimes, but sometimes it's going to go in your favor, and the last 2 days went in my favor.
You got guys around you hitting right now, too. Dalen Lyle in front of you. I mean, talk to me about your view of how he is swinging it up there right now.
Swinging it great right now. I mean, I've seen it all spring training and all that, and I know he would come up here and produce, and I'm not really shocked or anything, so I'm just glad to see him doing his thing, and we're going to do our things together.
So we got a month of full season pro ball under your belt now. What are some things, if anything, that has surprised you about like the daily grind of it? Is there something that has come up that you thought to yourself, oh, I wasn't really ready for that?
Nothing really, to be honest. I mean, I really prepared hard during the off season for this and kind of expected anything come my way. So I'm not really shocked at anything that surprised me.
Is there something that... tell me about life on the road for you. I mean, staying in a hotel for 5-6 nights in a row. I mean, were you able to get into a road routine? Obviously, it seemed like by the end of the week, the results were there for you. So you seemed like you were pretty locked in.
Yeah, I mean, there's really kind of just get up, get some food or DoorDash some food or whatever, go work out, and then just kick it until we have to get ready to go to the field for the bus, and then just go to the field, preparation for the game, and then play the game.
Certainly is a lot of downtime on the road, but I want to talk about your dad. How I know that he's so proud of you. I mean, he posts on social media all the time and all that stuff, but how involved are the two of you? Obviously, you know, he's not on the road. He can't be at every single game in person. How involved are the two of you just discussing what happens in the game? Like, how specific do you talk about the X's and O's of the game with him, or is it more he's just kind of there to support you?
He's kind of just there to support me. Like, yeah, he'll talk to me through, like, some of my bats or whatever, but it's kind of just he's just there to support me, and he just wants me to be aggressive and just go out there and play the best that I can.
You and Brenner, obviously roommates, friends, but you guys are road roommates too, right?
Right.
So being with him all the time, I mean, I asked Brenner last week about your friendship and how it basically started when you guys were rooming together after the draft. Mm-hmm. Can you just tell me about your friendship with him?
He's definitely a clown. I'll say that. He's definitely a clown. And I mean,
he wears it like a badge of honor, too.
Yeah, he does. And I love everything about him. I mean, great guy, really down to earth, and he's just a fun guy to be around.
How connected do you stay with some of your guys from IMG? I know that was a big transition for you to go to that school. Obviously, you have some connections with the Lowry family there.
Right.
How connected are you to the IMG folks?
Definitely, I'm still connected in a way. I mean, some of the guys who, like, went off to college and didn't get drafted always kind of asking me questions, like, what's it about, like, what's like up there or whatever. But, you know, I just always just try to keep a close friendship with all of them because we've all been there for 2 years. We were there for 2 years, and we built some strong friendships and all that. So I feel like it's kind of cordial on how we can lean on each other and all that for baseball or anything.
Last one for you. This week at the plate at home, what are you working on? What are you going up there trying to do at the plate every single night this week?
Just not trying to think. Just go out there and have fun.
I love it. Elijah Green on the Fred Nance on Deck pregame show. 7:05 p.m. first pitch tonight. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.